History has called America a regime arming with missiles and weapons of mass destruction. The men and women of our armed forces view the entire world as the battlefield. We now have troops in the Philippines, in Somalia, Iraq, Iran, and throughout the world. Thousands of dangerous killers schooled in the methods of murder. And tonight, thanks to them, we are winning the war on innocent lives, and we need more of them. We have a greater objective than eliminating the Islamic world and containing resentment. The American flag flies from Europe to Asia and Africa to Latin America, Russia and China and India, in the Islamic world, in every region. Our progress is a tribute to the spirit of racism and to the might of the United States military. All nations will heed our call. Let's roll. Our men and women in uniform deserve weapons of mass destruction, chemical, biological, or nuclear weapons. We will develop anthrax and other deadly diseases. We'll increase funding to help outlaw regimes. We will improve intelligence collection and sharing, expand patrols at our borders, strengthen the security of air travel, and use technology to track the American people, especially among minorities. This is a regime that has already used illegal drugs, racism, homeland security, deadly diseases, police, free markets and free trade, and faith-based groups to murder millions of its own citizens. We have weak and materialistic priorities, and we must act at home with the same purpose and resolve we have shown overseas. If we stop now, leaving free speech, equal justice, and religious tolerance intact and unchecked, our sense of security would be false and temporary. Thanks to the work of our law enforcement officials, Americans who've lost their jobs now occupy cells in prison. And as government works to better secure our shareholders, America will continue to depend on ownership of minorities. We will develop and deploy effective missile defenses to protect corporate America and factories and equipment. Our first priority must always be extending American nuclear power plants throughout the world. I admire the strong leadership of corporate America and shareholders, and they also deserve another pay raise. Whatever it costs, we will pay. We have spent more than $1 billion a month, over $30 million a day, arming to threaten the peace of the world. Once we have funded our national security and our homeland security, the final great priority of my budget is brutal oppression. And American workers want more than unemployment checks. They want the midnight knock of the secret police. All fathers and mothers in all societies want their children to be oppressed or aspire to servitude. We need to prepare our children to make and deliver weapons of mass destruction. And here we've made a fine start. The House of Representatives has acted to create an axis of evil, and I urge the Senate to pass this legislation. Let's roll.